uncensored truth coming to you.
Welcome to Uncensored Truth, where we discuss subjects that are considered taboo. I'm Crystal, your host for today. We'll be diving into the Me Too movement for this podcast. So let's get started. As the use of social media is on a continuous growth, a lot of individuals views it as negative. Although, for the people that knows about the hashtag MeToo movement, they could defer this argument as social media had a big impact on helping spread awareness. First off, some of you might not even have the slightest idea of what the MeToo movement is. Therefore, let's begin by defining and explaining its appearance. This movement began as a hashtag on Twitter, known as the hashtag MeToo. It was created in 2006 by the activist Tarana Burke, who aimed to raise awareness on sexual violence. At first, it didn't gain any attention, as subjects around rape, sexual harassment, and violence were targeted as taboo. It led to our society to stay silent and not speak up on the monstrosity of these acts. Nevertheless, in 2017, it gained momentum through different social media platforms, such as Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Not only did millions of individuals share their personal experiences, but also a lot of celebrities came forward and helped expose predators as well as show support to the survivors. Of course, I can understand your point of view on the negative impact of modern day's media. Nevertheless, I must also go against your vision, as social media allowed subjects such as sexual harassment, misconduct, and assault in workplace and every environment to become an open subject in the eyes of our societies. Furthermore, the support and open talk on social media led to traditional media such as the BBC, the CNN, and the New York Times to feel comfortable enough into covering stories on the movement. This constant support from so many individuals helped them investigate various industries such as the entertainment, the politics, and the media. Other types of platforms such as talk shows also helped the hashtag MeToo movement to gain further attention. Talk shows such as Oprah Winfrey or even Ellen DeGeneres. They invited survivors to come share their own story and help raise awareness. Bigger platforms came forward in shedding light to these problems, such as the Oscars and the Golden Globes. They showed their support towards actors and actresses. They also wanted their attendees to demonstrate solidarity with the movement, if they wanted to, of course. They offered pins and attendees wore black to show support. Therefore, yes, social media can affect our livelihood, but it can also become a new type of vision to subjects that are deemed taboo or too sensitive to be talked about. We must never forget that social media platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook helped lead a movement from a hashtag to a worldwide news coverage and protest. That not only did it help save lives, but it also helped our future generations feel more safe to voice their concerns to our societies. The Me Too movement was also able to gain worldwide recognition to modern-day medias in order for the more traditional ones to get involved. That brings us to the end of this episode. We hope that this podcast was able to educate you on the positive impacts of the medias and give you knowledge on the Me Too movement. As always, thanks for listening to Uncensored Truth, brought to you by Throughline on NPR.
Uncensored Truth, coming to you.